This is KCUR 89.3. The world's global wine production is as low as it's been in six decades. But in the United States, wine output is as healthy as ever. Midwestern grapes once helped save the European wine industry. And as KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports, a vineyard outside of western Missouri is trying to find and preserve those grapes.
The only way to start a story about wine is with a tasting, right?
I've always wanted to see a radio wine tasting, so...
That's Jerry Eisterhold pouring wine in the tasting room of Vox Vineyard, where for the last 20-some years, he's been experimenting with grapes no one has been making wine from for a century and a half. Eisterhold grew up near Herman, Missouri, dubbed the Rhineland, because of the influence of German immigrants. He's been interested in wine ever since.
So which is this now?
This is a grape called Wetumpka.
Wetumpka.
Yes.
Eisterhold says the Wetumpka grape can be hard to deal with. It immediately drops to the ground when it's ripe. The grapes, when pressed, are mostly pulp. In spite of these challenges, Eisterhold gets a kick out of making wine no one's ever tasted. Wine expert Doug Frost joins us for the tasting. He swirls his glass and buries his nose in it before taking a sip.
Tropical fruit for me, kind of a, as I say, sort of a pineapple thing.
Frost says the best wines say something about the soil, the climate, even the culture of where grapes are grown.
So that when you taste a wine, you actually can say to yourself, you know, I can't taste this any place except there's this one place north of Kansas City that has this grape growing there and it tastes just like this one. That uniqueness is what you hope for.
And that's just what Eisterhold is going for. A rare book collector, he pulls a worn volume from his shelf. It's The Foundations of American Grape Culture by 19th century horticulturalist Thomas Volney Munson. The book is Munson's account of his work with indigenous American grapes. The Illinois-born botanist realized Midwestern varieties were hardier than cultured varieties. He spent his life collecting those grapes throughout the Midwest, Nebraska, Missouri, and North Texas, where he settled. His research was internationally recognized. When a deadly aphid began to decimate European vineyards, growers asked Munson to send them some of his pest-resistant rootstock. It saved the European wine industry. Eisterhold has found Munson's abandoned vineyards in Texas. He's tagged pages of Munson's book with illustrations of vines he wants cuttings of. It's a slow business.
You get half of them, and then you try to root them, and then half of them root, and so it has taken about 15 years to simply get a row of 12 plants of each of the vines that I have out there.
Once the vines bear fruit, every iteration of wine takes a whole year to turn around. But Clark Smith, who Eisterhold has brought on as a consultant, says some of these grapes are really good and important to preserve.
I mean, imagine if nobody knew about Mozart, and then all of a sudden somebody dug up his work and said, well, you know, this guy wrote some pretty good stuff. It's like that.
The sliding glass doors from Eisterhold's tasting room give way to a balcony overlooking six rolling acres of still naked vines. Below us, a worker is shoveling soil from the concrete patio into beds where cuttings for next year's crop will start. Eisterhold has labeled his wine Terra Vox, or Voice of the Land. He believes it captures the essence of Munson's work.
He was a little bit of a philosopher and a little, you know, he had the idea that agriculture and the plants and animals that we deal with are not fixed things, that they needed to evolve. So all of this is trying to sort of pick up on the wave that he started.
And show people Missouri wine can rival any in the world. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.
This feature was produced with Harvest Public Media, based here at KCUR. Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.